You're listening to SBS News.
During an address to the National Press Club, Prime Minister Scott Morrison made a direct appeal for Australians to either vote for the Liberals or for the Nationals, saying Saturday's election is a time for voters to reject what he called Labor's higher taxes and reckless spending.
Now's the time to build our economy together and secure your future by voting Liberals and Nationals this Saturday. Now is the time. Now is the time to ensure that as we go into this next decade, that we build the economy you want to live in, because it is real. It determines what job you have. It determines your own future, the choices that you have. And I want the economy for Australia that enables Australians' aspirations to be realised.
In his address, opposition leader Bill Shorten declared the time was right for Australians to vote for a change by voting Labor.
Today, we say to our fellow Australians who want to see their wages moving again and their penalty rates restored, vote for change. To the people who want more hours of work but can't find them, to the people working two jobs with no safety net and no security, vote for change. To the young people who cannot find an apprenticeship, to older Australians who cannot get a foot back in the job door because they've got too much grey in their hair, vote for change.
The Coalition released updated costings, with Finance Minister Matthias Cormann saying it had been very frugal with election commitments.
Our costings show that as a result of more than paying for our election commitments with real savings, that the budget bottom line will improve slightly to $45.1 billion in cumulative surpluses over the forward estimates period. This is not the time to turn back to Labor's harmful high-taxing agenda.
The costings include a further $1.5 billion in cuts to the public service to pay for $1.4 billion in promises it's made since April's federal budget. A number of departments and agencies would be exempt from the public service efficiency dividend, including the ABC and the SBS, the National Disability Insurance Agency and Safe Work Australia. But Labor's Treasury spokesman, Chris Bowen, says the ALP does not support the measures.
No, we don't accept the need for that further efficiency dividend. We don't need to because we've made tough decisions. It's just further cuts from the Liberals, 36 hours before people are voting.
And SBS World News will have special coverage on election night this Saturday. Join Janice Peterson and our chief political correspondent, Brett Mason, as Australia decides its next government. That's Vote 2019 on SBS at 10 past 10 p.m. on Saturday night, or 8:10 p.m. in the West. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.